Our scripture begins with words that maybe could be a headline on our newspapers, even in our current times, right? Where the writer here, Luke, speaks of a time of restlessness in the world, where nations find themselves in turmoil with one another, where people, those who inhabitate the earth, are gripped with fear and foreboding. You know, I had to look up that word foreboding. That's not one we use in our everyday speech with family and friends, is it? The writer here, Luke the physician, says that as the peril faced the earth, as we approach great hardships and lack of peace, there is intense fear and foreboding for what is to come. Foreboding. It's in many ways the opposite of hope. It's feeling that our future has nothing better to offer. It's hopelessness. A crippling fear of what is to come. And certainly that's a temptation in this world in which we live now, right? Many prognosticators and political science and talk show hosts say that certainly our world cannot exist in peace much longer. There's too much upheaval. A world war must be upon us. Can win and love and grace really sustain us in this broken world? That's the question that we wrestle for and search for hope during this Advent season. This season, as we approach the throne of grace, the nativity of our Lord, the coming of Jesus Christ, this is the time when we remember that Christ came to the world as a Savior and that His return is sure and certain. We remember the first coming and we anticipate the second coming of our God with hope. Hope that sustains us. You know, as I was driving over this morning, I got a good visual example of hope. It was raining just a bit on me. It was kind of a misty, cool morning. And as I was in the country there between Corinth and Ripley, I saw three little puppies sitting on a porch up off the road there a bit. And I thought, wow, that sure is surprising, seeing those little puppies all by themselves. But they were smart little puppies. They knew to stay on the porch away from the rain. They were protected from the elements. And I thought it was sad that they were all alone, and I noticed they were looking out across on the other side of the road, on the other side of the ditch, and there I saw what must have been their mama. They had hope. You see, they knew that what they sought, what they wanted, their comfort, their shelter, their protector would be returning. That's hope, friends. They didn't wander out off the porch into the weather, into the challenges to face this frightening world on their own. They waited on the one who would return to journey with them, to nurture them in life, to feed them physically, and to grow them in their strength. Those were wise little puppies, wouldn't you say? You see, sometimes I can't be as smart as a little puppy. I get anxious. I get restless. This world seems fearful and dangerous in a way even beyond what young puppies would face. And sometimes I venture off on my own. I leave the safety of the porch, the safety of the house of God, the safety of faith in the one who will be my protector. That's the promise, friends, that we remember and reflect upon in Advent, is that we're not alone. We have a Savior. We have a hope that was given to us as a gift from heaven. You know, I saw a post on Facebook this morning of my sister-in-law, and she made a little note. I'm sure some of you have seen these practices where you can go and reflect upon where you were a year ago. Right? A year ago I was in this place or that place. And the post that she made, she said, last year at this time, when all the crazies, that was her word, not my word. She said, when all the crazies were out trying to get half price, 50% bargains on Black Friday, she said it was in the midst of that when others were looking for gifts to give and gifts to receive that we received our greatest gift, a new child. It was her hope. It was a reminder to her that from our God, there is a gift, a child from heaven that came to us to remind us that we're never alone. And that we have a promise that is greater than any gift this world offers. It's more comforting than anything that our world could offer to sustain us. Friends, that's the promise. The coming of the Christ child who came once and for all to conquer and to offer us a better and restored life. You see, the writer in our text today also talks not only about hope, but gives us this word of hope called redemption. Redemption. It's a redeeming of us. It's a returning of us, to us, of God's glory. A restoration in our lives. You know, I think about that passage of Scripture where the story accounts of blind Bartimaeus. It's familiar to many of us. Where Jesus journeyed into Jericho. And the most important exchange that he had in ministry in his journey into Jericho is recorded at this, that as he was leaving, Bartimaeus was there. And he cried out to Jesus. Many of us know the text. He cried out and others said to him, be quiet. And Bartimaeus cried out even more loudly until Jesus said, Bartimaeus, come to me and tell me what it is that you want. Now here's the beautiful part. Bartimaeus says this to his Lord. Lord, I want to see again. He cried out for redemption. That's what it means to be redeemed. It means to have something returned to us that was lost. Bartimaeus had had his sight, so he cherished it so much more when he lost it and yearned to have it returned. Friends, don't we live in a world of lost things? Whether it be relationships with family, whether it be our health, or our wealth, or our youth. We live in a world of lost things. We, like Bartimaeus, cry out at times, God, I want to see again. I want to be happy again. I want my marriage to work again. I want to provide for my family again. We live in a world of yearning for redemption, for our joy and happiness to return. So God comes to us in His grace and offers unto us a Savior that came to this world so that we may be redeemed. Yes, eternally. Yes, and salvation in the world to come, in that heavenly realm. But friends, through the grace of our Lord and the strength of our Jesus Christ and Savior, we may be redeemed. We may have hope even now. as we face the brokenness of this world, the fears of all around, and be restored in the peace that indeed surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. The writer here in Luke comes near the end of the text, and he shares how Jesus tells of a parable of a fig tree. Jesus talks at times about fig trees. We remember the one that became shriveled because it acted as though it was going to produce fruit and then did not. Near the end of Jesus' ministry, near the end of his life. But in this passage, Jesus tells the story of the fig tree in many ways, I think, as a symbol of hope. Sure, he talks about how when we see the leaves in the summer, we know that there's newness. We know that there's life. We know that there's growth. Symbolic today in our Advent wreath, in the greenery, that reminds us that in the church, in our faith, is where we grow. It's where we're sustained in the life, in the world that is often hopeless. Jesus talks about the fig tree in the summer. But you know, as I reflect during this season called fall, I'm also reminded of another message of hope of the trees around us. The fig trees and the other trees. You know, as they face the winter that is coming, the cold outside, we know what's coming for the trees, right? We know what will happen to the leaves of all of the trees that are not evergreens. Those leaves are about to fall. Tree is about to approach darkness and cold and fear and peril. You know, it would be tempting if you were a tree just to shrivel up unto yourself and say, what's the use? It's getting colder. What's the use? Winter is coming. What's the use? My leaves are gonna leave me. There is no hope. But as darkness approaches, as the cold and winter is upon the trees, you know, they made a decision to do this. As the darkest times approach, instead of just giving up and dying until themselves the leaves, that's when they take on their most brilliant and beautiful stage in life. Have you ever noticed that? That's when the color comes. It's when they face the peril. It's when they know that there are challenges beyond what they can control that are coming in the depths and darkness and cold of winter. That they know after winter comes the spring and then summer once more. Friends, may we as people of faith, may we as children saved by Jesus Christ, live like the trees of fall as we face darkness, as upheaval in the world and wars are around and terror is outside of our door. May we not live as those who have no hope. May we put on our bright colors of fall like the trees, the mighty oaks around us, and shine even as darkness is before us, because we know this. In the morning, in the summer, the Savior will return and we shall be restored in His glory, through His grace, and by His love forevermore. That's our hope, our sure and certain comfort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let's respond now with an affirmation of faith as we